after I washed all the tomato seeds from between my toes, I was faced with 8 more hours of daylight to kill. I made a mental list of all the things I could do to use up time. I thought about watching TV, but they only got one station, and it was in Spanish. Plus, there was a crack down the middle of the screen that Grandpa fixed with a piece of duct tape. I had no other options. I had to get my video game back. Hi, Grandma.
Well, are you doing okay, Alex?
Yeah, fine.
Are you hungry?
No.
Well, I got some prunes in the cabinet if you want any.
No, thanks.
Did you need something?
No, I just thought I'd come in and talk to you.
Well, that's fine as long as you don't get in my way. I'm making dinner.
You need any help?
No.
It smells great. What is it?
Don't be so nosy.
Oh, okay. I like this picture. Where is this?
Alaska.
You've got a lot of pictures of Alaska. Have you ever been there?
No.
Why not?
Don't they teach geography in your school? It's a half a continent away.
Well, you wouldn't have to drive.
Well, I'd like to see you try to push Grandpa down a jetway.
You guys ought to go once. It looks beautiful.
Yes, I reckon it is.
Hey, Grandma.
Mm-hmm?
Do you think you could talk to Grandpa about giving me back my video game?
It's been 7 years since I talked Grandpa into anything. You're on your own.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, try being nice to him.
What?
Be pleasant. Get him in a good mood.
Good mood? Grandpa?
Well, now, he has been known to change his mind on occasion. In fact, just last summer, he switched brands of duct tape. I nearly fainted.
Okay. I guess I could give it a shot. Get him in a good mood? I might as well be trying to change the direction of a charging elephant. But I had no other choice.
Steve, we're eating in here.
I'm Alex. Why are we eating?
It's dinner time.
At 3:45?
Of course. Better for the digestion. You got a problem with that?
No, this is great. But will this be the last meal of the day?
How many meals do you think we have?
You better be hungry. This has got to last you till breakfast.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. I could eat... What is this?
You better sit down. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for the bountiful gifts of the Spirit of grace which has bestowed us all. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I see you've been so nice as to put ketchup on all my food already.
No, we got 14 gallons of this stuff sitting out in the shed. We gotta use it sometime.
We planted too many tomatoes last spring. We just can't let them go to waste.
Right.
This all tastes really good, Grandma.
Tastes like soap.
It's the same recipe I always use.
That's a problem. You get all your recipes from Adhesives Digest.
Oh, you wouldn't know a good meal if it rose up and slapped you in the face.
Do you even rinse these pots after you're done soaping them down?
So, how was your day, Grandpa?
Lousy. Somebody got into my corn last night. You know, I think it might have been that Wilson boy. I may have to set a trap for him.
Maybe we could go somewhere after dinner.
To where?
I don't know, somewhere fun.
We could go to the hospital.
The hospital?
Good idea. We could have our stomachs pumped.
We could visit George.
George is in the hospital again? What is it this time?
Bronchitis. Oh. He's been sick a lot lately, and if he dies, you'll be the only one left in the old gang.
He's not gonna die. He's just trying to get a little attention, that's all. Going to the hospital for every little hiccup. I'll die long before he will. Everyone in the gang's always known it. He'll be the last to go, not me.
Maybe we could all play a game.
You know, Shirley's in the hospital, too. Oh, poor woman. She collapsed on her front porch Monday.
Ugh, there's a toenail in my ketchup.
I've got a new joke.
Uncle Hank's not doing too good either.
Why can't you just slice the tomatoes and put them in a blender like everyone else does?
His brother got on them drugs, and now he's in prison for life.
Well, at least he's getting decent meals.
You hush up and eat.
And the cooks don't step in his food.
Can we please talk about something else?
How did you get to be so rude, boy?
I'm sorry,
Well, I thought your mother taught you manners.
She did, but...
You learned that kind of behavior from those video games, didn't you?
What?
Mm-hmm. I heard those things get you real riled up, yeah, to where you can't even control yourself.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, I think maybe you should just sit there quietly for the rest of the meal.
Okay.
You know, Luke's dog had another heart attack Tuesday, and they're now going to have to fit in for a pacemaker.
With nothing to do but sit and listen, I kept statistics on the meal. In a 1 hour, 46 minute dinner, my grandma made 23 references to death, 12 stories about dead or dying relatives, and 3 comments on the paleness of my skin and its possible relationship to tuberculosis. But, more depressing than all of that, I knew my chances of getting my video game back were slim. I had blown it. I was pleasantly surprised the next morning when the sun was up before I was. Grandpa usually got me up at about 4 in the morning to help milk the cows. Then I remembered that he had sold the cows. Grandpa decided he was getting too old to take care of them, so he let the cows go, along with the pasture. Some business wanted the land. Anyway, it was nice to get up at a decent hour. Grandpa?
Huh? Oh, hi there, Lloyd.
Alex. Lloyd's my cousin, and so are Ben, Steve, and Julie.
You need to go to the bathroom?
No, I was just... What are you doing?
This pipe is leaking.
Do you fix everything with duct tape?
Well, it's better than calling a plumber and letting him charge you an arm and a leg. This will do just fine, thank you.
Do you think I could maybe have my video game back for just an hour?
Nope.
Please, I'm so bored.
Bored? Ha! You know, you're wasting your life away with that video game. Life's short enough as it is.
I don't think I'm wasting it any more than you are, being grumpy all the time.
What was that?
I can't even remember the last time I saw you happy.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Peter? Hmm? Think you got me figured out?
No.
You're in my way, boy. Go on outside and play horseshoes.
I did as I was told and played horseshoes. I threw the horseshoe, walked to the other stake, and threw it back. Walked to the other stake, threw it again, and did this for about 3 hours. I could have gone longer, but I pulled a muscle in my arm, trying to heave it 100 feet from one stake to the other. It hurt pretty bad, but Grandpa wrapped my arm in duct tape, and then it felt much, much worse.
Go on outside and play horseshoes.
I'll get it, Alex.
Is it my dad coming back early?
Afternoon, Mrs. Jefferson.
Mr. Herrick, now how many times do we have to go over this?
Let me have my say. I think you might change your mind this time.
We're not interested in selling any more of our land.
My boss has authorized me to make you a much better offer. Much better.
I don't care.
How much?
I don't think you realize what you've got here, Mrs. Jefferson. 30 years ago, this land was nothing. Nowadays, it's prime property.
And you can tell that boss of yours that he doesn't need to keep sending you over here.
Be reasonable now. Look at this house. Look at the brick down there. The foundation's being held together with duct tape.
And it's holding just fine, thank you.
I'm going to write down a number here.
Don't waste your paper.
Take it and discuss the offer with your husband.
I don't want it. I'll take it. Give me that, Alex. Mr. Herrick, I wish you'd just give up on this nonsense. Goodbye.
You have my phone number.
They want to buy your house?
Yes, some real estate developer. They already bought our cow pasture. But we're not giving them any more.
Can I see what he wrote down?
It's not important. This paper is going into the trash right where it belongs.
Wait! If you're not selling, why can't I see the number?
Get out of that trash, Alex.
What difference does it make? $350,000?
The number doesn't matter.
But $350,000! What does Grandpa say about this?
Grandpa doesn't know a thing.
Why not?
Because Grandpa hasn't answered the door or a phone in 15 years, that's why.
Do you realize what you could do with that money?
It's a closed issue, Alex. Not another word about it.
I was stunned. My grandparents were sitting on a gold mine. I mean, here they were in this old broken-down house when they could be happy in a new house that didn't fall apart. Grandma could go to Alaska, and they didn't have to be miserable anymore. What a waste. I wouldn't let Grandma brush this off so easily. Look at this picture, Grandma. You could be right here, right on top of that frozen waterfall in Alaska.
No more, Alex. Hello? Hi, Marge. What's wrong? Oh, dear. No, he's out back. I'll tell him. Is Harriet okay? I'll make a casserole. All right. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later. Alex, go get your grandfather.